Hey, welcome to the use case realization call for January 24th, 2022, typo. Just getting underway. Javi, okay, all right. So we're gonna be looking today at the major use cases at the latest releases and where we are. And also I'll show you some of the things happening in architecture that I have been working with for the use cases. I meet with the architecture lead Chakar every few weeks. So we sync up with what's going on there. I can share with you things that are going on there, and also the things in the use case realization calls and what I'm looking to set up in 2022. So in the major use cases, let me see if I can show that really quick. If you go to the ONAP major pages under the we're officially under the architecture group. So, hey Joe.
Hey.
If you go to the architecture group at the highest level, let me see if I can. If you just go to wiki.onap.org, which is the absolute highest level chat here, and you open up the nav pane. Navigation pane on the left. Hey, Timo. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Ben.
Oops. Ah, shoot. What did I do? Okay, and then if you open up the nav pane on the left and go to architecture, that's where you'll find all of the use case realization stuff. And in particular, I want you to bring your attention, raise your awareness of the major use cases page, which I've been working on. and this major use cases page has the portal pages for all the major releases. So I just created within the past couple months, I created this R10 Jakarta page, and much more recently, I created the Kyoto page, the R11 creative page I created in January 6th. And the Jakarta page should have the latest, I've been making updates to it. That's when I met with Chakar on January 6th. I made some updates to this page as well, to streamline it, to point to the last few releases. And I've been coordinating, working with the sub teams here on the major use cases that are in R10. So for any of you who are new, this is a good, the use case, major use case page is where also I try to aggregate all of the calls and the recordings for overviews of major use cases. There's some that are missing, like there are some that are missing. There are things we had a CCVPN talk. Let's see, actually. So this is a good example. You can see. So what I've been trying to do is copy link is to try to fill in these red boxes. And some of these may be very hard to fill in because they're from quite a while ago, basically. So you see, basically, I'm trying to host use case realization calls that address overviews, or that look at overviews of things, but not just overviews of things, but also there are a few major use cases like CPS, which has evolved into its own component now. So there's quite a number of recordings related to that. SON, for example, is a use case that continues to evolve release over release, as well as end-to-end network slicing. So this, for example, if you look at end-to-end network slicing, you'll see that this is a, you know, this was what it was like a year ago, but you know, Hila and also Kevin have, and Ling Meng have taken over now for slicing. So that use case, for example, is continuing to evolve, and I'll have them talk again at these realization calls to see what's happening in R10 and maybe what they plan to do in R11. So slowly I'm trying to reach out and fill up these empty spots. So one of the up and coming projects is this Ops 5G project. Catherine Lefebvre, I've reached out to Chakr as well to see who might be able to contact for that. So it would be nice to have some overview slides. Actually, for the Ops 5G, Chakr has made a great page already for this, which I should just kind of point to. Let me see. That's probably better than any sort of overview slide. Let me see where. Here it is. I think it's this page here. Yeah. Okay, edit. Ops 5G project page. Okay. So if you go to the major use cases page, I'm putting in the chat here, you'll be able to navigate to all these major use cases, which I'm working to basically fill in things for. We have actually given presentations on onboarding and pre-onboarding. I just need to find the recordings. So again, some of these might be lost to antiquity, but this one in particular is a new and upcoming case, use case. Some of the newer ones, which I encourage you to learn about, which are very interesting, which have been on the use case realization calls, are the intent-based networking, I think is pretty interesting, which there has been quite a bit of development there over the past couple of years. And the vertical industry management as well, I think is also an interesting one. And there's actually quite a bit of work on this as well. So we'll probably, I've been asking them back in our calls because, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening there. So on December 13th, Henry Yu gave a talk on the CCVPN evolution with the release 10 Jakarta, or rather Istanbul, but Jakarta, release 10 Jakarta. There's a typo here. Just probably keep this page open actually. Okay, the release 10 Istanbul updates for intent-based networking and updates with CCVPN. So he actually gave an update on just basically what CCVPN is and then what intent-based networking did on top of that. On November, I had Scott Blanford from AT&T give a talk. He's been heavily involved with and was one of the founding people that worked on the scaling use case. So over quite a number of releases, he was heavily involved in the scaling use case. So I had him give an overview talk on that, and that was really good. So if you get a chance to listen to that, I suggest that you listen to that recording as well. And there's been quite a number of CPS presentations. So, and they've done some interesting stuff. So this template-based data model transformation, which is, so the CPS configuration and persistence service, I was involved in the ground floor for on that use case. So basically it's meant to be a place to work with microservices and other components in an ONAP to store non-inventory information. And it's really taken off and it's become its own project within ONAP now, which is a major component in ONAP, which is really good. So, and then they have given quite a number of updates as well. So I will be scheduling another CCVPN and intent-based presentation there. There was a performance measurement scheduler control use case, which I think AT&T is, I think, dropping now. So this probably won't be a thing, but I do want another network slicing topic as well. If I were to actually sort of draw a roadmap of things that I want to look for towards in 2022 and without specific dates. So this I think is getting dropped from AT&T. But I would like the Ops 5G team at some point to make a presentation, and it can be hard to find a right spot of where they're at a point where they are, but I'd like to see what's happening with, we haven't heard from network slicing in a couple of releases, so what's going on with there, because that's an, we had last year a couple of presentations on SON. So one of the things that SON has been doing is they've been actually trying to evolve to the A1 protocol stuff. So, I wrote on the line above. So A1 policy is the, it goes from the non-real-time RAN intelligent controller to the near real-time RAN intelligent controller. They're actually have been evolving their use case to take into account on this closed loop in the RApps here and the XApps here to be able to coordinate that across A1 policy parameter updates for the SON self-optimizing network use case. So again, the basic idea behind self-optimizing networks is it's built on three basic legs of self-healing, self-configuration, and self-optimization. And so the non-real-time RIC is RAN intelligent controller is something that sits in what ORAN calls the SMO, the Service Management Orchestrator, which basically has a bunch of RApps in it, applications which are able to take in data from, for example, from SON and come up with adjustments to PCI values, physical cell identifier values, and pass those down across the A1 interface as policies to the near real-time RICs, which control the what are called E2 nodes, which are the CUUP or OCUUP, could be virtualized as well, or could be virtualized VOCUCP and VOCUUP, the user plane and control plane, VOCUCP and VODU. Those are the E2 nodes. And it provides guidance or based on parameters that come across these O1 policies. So this is also a very interesting presentation to listen to. I think if you have get a chance, I would you can get a sense of what's happening in the SON use case. But again, we haven't heard from them since for about a half year. So it'll be interesting to also schedule something for the SON team as well, I think, in the in 2022. So I'll reach out to that team. Okay. Any questions so far on any of that? Okay. So I think we're anything in red here is also potentially something that I might want to try to find somebody to be able to give a talk on. I worked on the onboarding and pre-onboarding use case. So in the worst case, I was one of the people who, along with Zhu and Michaela from Ericsson, were sort of the three major people that worked on this use case in release 4. So I could probably give an overview talk on this if I had to, but I'm thinking there probably is one that we have that I can just dig up and point to. If not, I'll just give one a talk. Also, I'll probably give a talk on, I've been working a lot on ONAP or and ORAN, sorry. So I'll probably give an overview talk just on ORAN. I remember when I was working in ONAP, it wasn't necessarily obvious like all the things going on in ORAN. So I think that might be an interesting talk as well, just sort of an overview talk of about some of the major components in ORAN. And there also are a couple of cross sharing cases, cross coordination cases with ORAN. So I can certainly give a talk on that. And I could talk for hours on that actually. So maybe I'll do a topic in ORAN instead of maybe I'll start with an overview and then maybe dive into some other things. okay. So next, I also wanted to, besides this, so we probably want to do a pre-onboarding one if I can't find one, I'll host a meeting myself on that because I worked on that. The real-time performance measurement stuff, this was Linda and Marge working on this. So, and they've since retired, so it might be kind of hard. And Mikhail, I think, and Zhu might have also been involved in this as well. So this might be harder to try to fill that that use case in, but that's a pretty close to it, I think. Oh, and then bulk PM was John Keeney from Ericsson was working on that. And that was quite a while ago. So it might be also harder to find something for that. So again, this is mostly aimed at just capturing where we are with ONAP, and particularly anybody new coming into ONAP, trying to ramp up and learn the all the different use cases. So next, let me point you to the actual use case pages. So I created pages for every use case. So you can also look at sort of the history of that use case. You see that, for example, for licensing management that Timo worked on, who's on the call, started in R6, when major things happened in R6 and R7 for that use case, and then no further development. And then I tried to upload like presentation files for it and such, and then like a description of it. So one of the newer things that have happened is I created this 5G Ops 5G base page, which Chakra put together this overview link, which is really good. This is actually really interesting. The basic idea, I think, of Ops 5G is to be able to deploy a 5G project, a 5G system, and to utilize as much open source stuff in that 5G network as possible. So ONAP for the orchestration stuff and the cloud infrastructure stuff might be built on probably maybe hyperscalers, but a lot of open source type stuff, DBDK and Docker containers, and then in the infrastructure, cloud management stuff, Kubernetes for deployment, OpenStack for VM stuff, and deploying the cloud infrastructure that everything else built on top of. And then Edge, the Edge stack, and Edge apps, Fledge and Edge Foundry and Acrano to serve as things to that a 5G network, the CUCP and the CUP and the ODUs and the RHs, the RF heads can sit on top of. So that's kind of the idea. It's largely driven by the U.S. Department of Defense, I think. But other people like Meta and Facebook have been involved, I think. And so that's an interesting project I'd like to learn more about as well. And I think they're still sort of trying to define themselves as well. So again, this DARPA project from the U.S. Department of Defense. So I think there's still maybe Timo, I don't know if you know more than I do, but last I checked, they were still kind of, they have, I think, weekly meetings, right? But they're still evolving because they have a very big charter. So.
So
do you know anything more about the Ops 5G project? Have you heard?
No, I haven't. I think the main focus is more on this 5G super blueprint rather than Ops 5G as a whole. So I think that's where the most of the interest is. So there is an active discussion ongoing between, for example, Magma Orchestrator and ONAP. But that's I think mostly on the on that 5G super blueprint context. Penny, if you're talking, you're muted.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. So I was saying that, yeah, the Super Blueprint has its own page also, which is a lot of what I guess we saw in that other page. Again, I don't know as much about this as I would like to. So one thing that we do, when I have these use case utilization calls where the team talks, I learn a lot about the use cases. So I myself, I'm not involved in many of these projects. So it really is a learning thing for me as well. So do you know who the major person, I was told like Chalker, Chalker told me that Catherine is a person to reach out to. Do you know any names, or if you think that's, is that the right person?
About this 5G super blueprint, you mean?
Yeah.
Let me browse. I think I can find some LFN level wiki pages, and then we can see. I think it's easy to find then names
great.
From there.
Because I don't know anybody for these, so it would be nice to, rather than having to dig and spend a lot of time figuring out who, if you happen to know people I can reach out to ask to give a talk, that would be good. Okay, but this, maybe I should put Super Blueprint. And now it's, I guess, the Kyoto release now. So, okay. And sometime in the next few months, it'd be nice to hear from them. I know it's an ever evolving project, but okay. So next, let me point you to some of the other newer pages. One was the, let's see. So the CCVPN applications use case page. There's a CCVPN base page, but the CCVPN applications page is talking about basically enhancements that happen for notably for intent-based networking. And I think the idea of CCVPN is to be able to coordinate across OT and optical transport networks, as we kind of see here. And the intent-based networking is always to kind of bring a little bit more intelligence, essentially, to use cases. So when we see them in the general vertical industry applications, they're looking at translating more human-readable or understandable type directives into automatic functions, let's say, in ONAP. And CCVPN, the intent-based networking evolution, is something similar. Again, if you're interested in that, I would strongly suggest you listen to the realization call that I had Henry talk which was on December 13th. Okay, so I think those are some of the more recent pages that has had some motion, let's say. I don't know that this has been updated much since then either. So, okay. All right, so that's this topic. And I'd also kind of like to look at the releases as well. Let me see if I can find the releases here. So for the release 10 in Jakarta, the SON team has had some work to enhance the SON work, as I mentioned, for the A1 and SON handler improvements. And then network slicing has, there's been a new, Kevin Tang is the new lead. So Kevin Tang and Ling Meng are the two new leads that have taken over from Hila, and there's been a fair amount of new work in release 10 as well. I created the R11 page, but I don't think anybody's done anything with it yet. So, and I've met with Chaka, and I said, as they're going through architecture presentation, if you're also attending those, you can see the reviews that are happening there. And I can actually, let me see if I have, I should have a link to that. I think, let's see. R8, this might be an older version, R9, 7, 8, 6, yeah. So anyway, the architecture pages here show you things that were under review, that are pending and stuff, but this is like a release or two ago, so we'll have to see if we have that. Oh, okay, so Tima helped us find some info on the 5G super blueprint stuff, so that's good. Put that in the chat here. Okay. Also, before I forget to announce that Fred retired. And Rishi Tandon is his replacement. Okay. Also Marge Hillis and DeHorn retired. And Joe Schumacher is their replacement. Okay. Amar Kapadia. Oh, okay. I know him. Oh, that's good. Okay. All right. I can reach out to him. Is there a demo here? Oh yeah, okay, yeah. That's the page I was just at. Bi-weekly calls. Oh, okay, great. Maybe I can attend one of these calls here. January 19, 23. Okay. You said the next one is tomorrow, June 22. Tuesday, January. Oh, it's every Tuesday. March 9, 23. Every other Tuesday, it looks like.
Yeah, it's the, if you scroll a little bit down on that, not that far. So there you have the next meeting, January 25, 16 UTC.
Ah, okay. Okay. Oh, great. So I'm going to try to attend this, I think. Oh, wait. No, 25. 16 UTC is, what's UTC time? Four, I think it's four. I think it might be four. What's
it's
something
like 4 p.m.
here? Yeah, plus five right now. Okay, so yeah. You said noon? It's
11 a.m. your time, I guess.
16 is 4. So yeah, 11 a.m. Okay, all right. I think the working group 6 meeting is in, so I might not be able to attend the whole thing. Okay, I'm going to try and see what I can do. All right. Great. So that's in the releases also. Let's see. We can take a look at the... so this is the release 10. This is the release 10 use case page, which I'll put in the chat here for everybody. Boonk. So that's the release 10 page and edit. R10 use case page is here. The R11 Kyoto use case page is now live at here. Okay, so I created this page. Now it doesn't have anything in it yet, but it's there. I created it. So when new use cases for Kyoto are ready to get going,
I guess we renamed really K. I think it's a corn.
Oh, so. I didn't know that. What is it called?
Let me check that. But it's named after one of the open source big names. So it's I can try to find it.
Maybe it's hold on. Let me see. Releases, release planning. They only have to Jakarta right now.
Yeah, it's called Korn, KOHN.
Okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Okay. So I don't know what's actually going to be in this release. So I just sort of cut and paste from the previous release so people can edit it as they want. But where you should start though is I did create a release 11 base page. So what you should do is if you're working on a use case, go to that base page and copy it. So you go here and say copy, and it'll automatically put it under this proper place. So in the cone R11 page. So let me see here. Oh shoot, edit. All right. Okay, and then if I look at the release planning page in Jakarta, here's the release R10 planning page. I'll put in the chat here. So edit. All right. This is the release 10 planning page, which is basically where we are in release 10. But I think release 10 is kind of done, right? So let me take a look. M4 free. Oh no. Okay, so it's going to happen in March. Okay, but the requirement stuff is done, which is mostly where I work in. So 127. Yeah, February. Yeah. Okay. So expected freeze. Yeah. Okay. So it's the requirement stuff is basically done, and it looks like the R11 hasn't started yet. So is that your also your understanding? Timo, nothing in R11 has started yet, new requirements.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So again, it looks like, and maybe this would be good just to, I'll copy it into here just so people can see. What the R10 schedule looks like. Okay, so oh my gosh. Wow, that's a little big. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, anyway, you can see that. As I recall, Timo, there was a virtual face-to-face, right? Not that long ago. Is that true?
Yeah. That was middle of January, so 2 weeks ago.
And I wasn't able to attend that. Can you say anything about that? Like, what was interesting, or do you have links to it, or what?
I can drop the link to the chat. We had pretty much all the elephant projects presented there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, here's the link to today's notes in case people want to jump to that too.
And in for ONAP, we had
put in the chat.
It was 3 days. So first day, Monday, was kind of the general stuff or kind of cross project stuff mostly, and then Tuesday to Thursday, it was full track, two full tracks of ONAP topics. So I think five hours each day on two tracks. We had around a little bit less than 30 sessions. So a lot of talks and a lot of good discussion. We do have the recordings available. So I will just drop the link to the chat box. So if people are interested, then I do encourage to go and check the presentations that are interesting to you. So I think it was one of the better events we've had. We've learned the ropes with the virtual events now, I think. So hold on a sec, I will find the link.
Oh, just as a by the way, this World Time Buddy is a fantastic time planning thing. If you ever need to coordinate across time zones, I find this to be super, super useful. You can enter in like two or three different time zones and just see, you know, where they are. It's easier to plan meetings and stuff that way. So. While we're waiting for Timo to find the link. Okay. So let me see. In release 10, just want to see the planning page, the architecture planning page, release 10. Let me see. Architecture reviews. Okay. Component flows. Okay. So this is the architecture page for R10. Okay. And let me see. Architecture diagram. Oh. No, that's just the base architecture diagram. Here we go. Functional requirements reviews. Let's take a look at this. R9. So that's out of date, maybe, or pointing to the wrong place. That's interesting. Maybe I need to bring that to Chakra's attention. I think those are out of date or something. Okay. And let me just see what's happening in the modeling team. Modeling. Where's modeling stuff? There we go. 10. Requirements. Okay. So this is the R10 modeling work. Okay, and let's take a look and see what's going on there. So resource information model for create CNF and INAI, create ASTM boarding information model from Zhu and Marion. So Joe, are you there? Joe, can you hear me?
Sorry, yeah. I was on
So mute. This is something you probably are definitely very interested in, would be very interested in. The create on ASD onboarding information model.
Yeah.
And the create ASD on, and Tin also should be, if I think Tin is already aware of this, I think. But so if you go to this page that I just put in the, did I put this in the chat? Let me see. I did not put this in the chat. And thanks, Timo, for finding that. Let me copy that in to left. Fund developer event topics here. Link to the virtual face-to-face. Okay, we'll come back to that in a minute. so these are the application-specific descriptor. Onboarding is an evolution of the onboarding work. Marion and Zhu have been working on these. So, and if you click on the model, if you click on this, it'll tell you a little bit more about the actual details of the page and stuff. So, Marion and Zhu, I've worked a lot with Zhu. Shanghi's a nice guy from Ericsson on the onboarding. We worked together on the boarding and pre-onboarding use case, along with Michaela. And this is, you know, the evolution of the onboarding stuff for the ORAN and ONAP onboarding stuff. So I haven't been too involved with, Marge was heavily involved with this and Tin. So maybe I can try to reach out to, maybe I can reach out to them.
Yeah.
And for sure, you need to reach out to them for sure. And maybe set up, I would set up a meeting with these guys and, you know, I can attend to see what's going on there. Just, they should be aware you exist and you're replacing Marge for at a minimum. If you haven't already been in touch with Marion, I would reach out to them and say, hey, I've been taking over from Arjun. They should know immediately from that sentence what kind of how you fit in the universe. But these, I see these are major things that we were interested in, I know, for the ASD stuff. So, let me see. Let's see, CNF model. Also see Fred retired here. So he was pushing the CNF IM Etsy alignment with IFA 011 and 014 for the Etsy CNF VNF VM work. And let me see. Design and implementation, high level of ANAI for model for container networks function. No function resources. So that's interesting. I'm not sure exactly what that is. I don't know if it's a separate use case or just modeling work. So from the modeling work, you can often tell what's some of the more interesting things, some of the interesting things happening, and what objects or what projects they impact. So that's something to watch. So we'll come back to, now that Timo has found the link to the virtual face-to-face, let's go to that. Okay, let me see. Okay. All All right. So Timo, you want to say something about some of these use cases where there's something interesting, something you want to highlight or anything?
Well, that's an it was a busy week. So I mean, as you can imagine, when you if you go and check that team up page, it kind of gives you an idea of how it was structured. So that's on the chat box as well. Now the link to the team up. So we had a lot of the use cases presented. We had quite a few demos. We had some discussion on kind of how to improve the ways we work and all that stuff. I think one of the things, maybe because it was the very last during the event, was a presentation from the Berlin Demo Network. So Berlin, Germany, they have a demo network that somehow combines things from ONAP, from Orange Software Community, real life network equipment, and also somehow then relates to this 5G super blueprint as well. So I think that was fairly interesting. Kind of.
Yeah, I saw that at the end there. That's interesting. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, so we had some retrospective of how things went in the Istanbul release, and then we had some TSC discussion of what would be the priorities going forward. So those are kind of a sort of a helicopter view things if people are interested, and then a lot of more detailed technical discussion. Mm-hmm.
So Joe, I would take a look at these. These two are certainly interesting.
Okay.
And is this a presentation or page or recording? What is this? YouTube recording, PDF.
So could you pass that link to me, please?
Yeah, sure. A Tin was in this. Okay, good. And they mentioned you.
They mentioned me. And, it was funny. Like Tin said, I'll put you on this this contribution. Like,
Yeah. So we were probably in there for the planning meetings and stuff, but okay.
Yeah. You know, actually, now that you mentioned that, I'm sorry, I have... Well, I've had a lot of names shooting at me in the last couple weeks. Marion probably knows my status. I don't know if Zoo does, but he actually probably does.
Yeah, I think too. If you set up a meeting, Zoo knows me very well. So and just copy me on the invite to that meeting, and I think we can just talk about an introduction of what this is and where we're going and stuff. That would be good.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. It was funny. It's like, well, I did absolutely nothing on the contribution. I don't understand most of it, but yeah, sure. You can.
Yeah. But because Marge is heavily involved, I think that's why they pulled your name in there. Yeah. Sure. Okay, good. All right. And so that's definitely probably something that should have a page on the R10. Maybe we need to let Zoo and Marion know that they should probably put something in the R10 page probably for that if it's a use case. Okay, so let's take a look at the schedule and team up. I don't know if I have access to that. Let me see.
Yeah, just scroll down.
Scroll down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, January 10. Okay, yeah, and then virtual events. So how do we, okay, there we go.
Yeah.
ONAP. Is there ONAP?
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Okay. Okay. Interesting. Yep. Wow. Yeah, there were a lot of discussions. Okay. Interesting. CNF orchestration tutorial, joint SDO modeling, release process review. Okay. That makes sense. CDS error handling, disaster management, stability, resiliency, database rollback, autonomous network initiative, SOKPI, unmaintained code handling, networks. Oh, network slicing use case. Okay, that's interesting. Ahila. Oh, see, Ahila left, and now Kevin has taken over. So I'm going to reach out to the network slicing team. Okay, so the intent. Basically, Henry Yu gave a talk in December on the use case realization call. So this was If you want to learn more about the basics of this talk, you can listen to the use case realization call on December 13th. Orchestration of 5G-based 5G service, of XNF-based 5G services. Okay. Service mesh status, generic network management. Okay, interesting. Yeah, so the one use case definitely I need to reach out to is the network slicing use case here. Timo, do you think there's any other, would it be interesting to reach out to any one of these other ones for them to give a talk on something, yeah. Do you think?
Maybe you, if you just scroll down, I mean, that's half of the day, then you just
half the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Code quality demo, CM notification handling, ONAP security. It'd probably be interesting to hear on ONAP security, I feel. CNA failover, Tosca, lifecycle management, Deutsche Telekom, DTEC, how DT deploys with the help of Argo. Okay, ASD. Oh yeah, so we probably want something on ASD. I'll probably reach out to Marion here. Okay, Garrett Jenkins performing interim agile release around simulation OS use cases. I wonder if this is the POC that Marge mentioned. I'm not sure. Okay, so there's three things I see here. Let me just write those down. what happened? Oh, I'm not in edit. Okay, so three things they probably want to reach out. Three topics to reach out for future use case realization calls are one, the ASD package, descriptor, use case, project. Number two, the security stuff, I think would be interesting. And maybe probably Marion, Marion, Joe, Tin, Eric, Zhu, and security stuff. And I think the blueprint stuff they didn't give a talk on, but security stuff, ONAP security from Byung Woo. It looks like there's a lot of interesting stuff there. Maybe we should have a thing on. And then I also saw the slicing, network slicing. Now Kevin is the new lead, and but Lin Meng is still around. So I'll definitely reach out to them. And we just had a talk from intent-based in December, so we probably don't need another one again there. Anything else, Timo? Do you see anything that maybe would be good to learn more about or dive deeper into? Oh, Buna is also involved in the application onboarding. That's interesting. I know Buna a lot because he's in the architecture stuff. Okay. You're right down Byung here. Okay, good. Let me see. Did I hit everything? So at least 11 hasn't hit architecture use case. I talked about the architecture reviews. I put the link up here already. And the realization calls I kind of already talked about as well. So some of the upcoming realization calls that we're planning for. I can write down actually some more stuff here now. and kind of first come first serve, I'll just reach out to a number of these different peoples and teams to see when if they would like to give talks on. So, but a couple other ones we just added here, let me update. So I think we'd like talks on the security stuff from Byung, we'll try to get an ASD application specific descriptor boarding, and network slicing I already got. Okay. Any other ideas or thoughts on anything that people might want to learn about more about? All right. Any questions on anything we talked about today? Okay, if not, we'll end the call here, and we're looking forward to a series of interesting topics and stuff to discuss in 2022. Great. Thank you, everybody. We'll end a few minutes early. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ben.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Ben. Bye.